It's Monday, September 8th, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. The Mines Ministry is hosting a 6-day advanced course in Swakopmund on protection and assistance during chemical incidents. Furi Noni, the Mines Ministry's senior public relations officer, says participants from Southern African countries will receive both theoretical and practical training to improve emergency preparedness.
This important international event brings together participants from Namibia, Kenya, Tanzania, Ghana, Malawi, Botswana and Zimbabwe, and many others. It will provide specialized training for the Namibian police, emergency responders, mining personnel, and municipalities, equipping them with the knowledge and skills to respond effectively to chemical incidents.
Authorities are raising alarms over the rising number of drones being operated recklessly in restricted areas, including airports, military zones and private properties. Nelson Ashipala of the Namibia Civil Aviation Authority says operators must familiarize themselves with regulations and ensure they have the necessary permits.
Drone flights in certain areas is prohibited. And in these areas, we are talking about nearby airports, we are talking about nearby military bases or around military bases, and also in certain residential areas. I think from our side, our urge is basically to request those who are operating drones to at least acquaint themselves with the areas where they can operate in, acquaint themselves with the regulations around, but most importantly also ensuring that they do have permits.
Frans Goita, consultant for DKL Africa Consultations CC, says unclear guidelines for the National Youth Development Fund, which allocates 257 million to youth businesses, has caused frustrations. Speaking to our news team from Walvis Bay, he noted that applicants there faced extra documentation requirements, while submissions at the Swakopmund Governor's Office went smoothly.
But I've noticed at Walvis Bay Urban constituency today, they were asking additionally for your voter's card and they were opening everybody's. They said you do not come with envelope. There's a lady there busy scrolling through all the documents and sending people back. Like, no, it's not good enough. Where's your electricity and water bills? Basically, they're looking for proof of residency that you're part of, that you live in Walvis Bay Urban, for example. So a lot of people were sent back.
You can find the full interview with Goita on futuremedianews.com.na. To South Africa, where the ANC has welcomed Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Park Stau's clarification on the draft national credit regulations. Spokesperson Matlengu Bengu said the party appreciates assurances that the rules aren't aimed at disadvantaging student borrowers, but focus on improving access to finance for small businesses, township economies, women and historically marginalized communities. To the U.S., where the trial of the man accused of trying to assassinate U.S. President Donald Trump on his golf course in Florida is due to get underway today. Ryan Ruth has told the judge overseeing the case he plans to represent himself at the trial. Our correspondent in Washington is Nick Harper.
Ryan Ruth was arrested in the run-up to last year's election when he was spotted hiding in the bushes with a rifle at Donald Trump's West Palm Beach Country Club. He's pleaded not guilty. Jury selection is expected to take 3 days, with the trial scheduled to last up to 4 weeks. Ruth has been told he's not allowed to make any sudden movements while presenting his defense from a podium in the courtroom. Ruth has challenged the president to a round of golf to settle the case, saying that if he wins, he wants the president's job.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.